It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Today is the first day of the 2014 Iowa legislative session. It's an election year, which usually means the time lawmakers meet will be shorter so people can go run for re-election. Republican Speaker of the House Craig Paulson of Hiawatha recently put the session in football terms.
This particular session is going to be spent getting, my anticipation is, a whole lot of first downs. But it's not going to be quite as dramatic as the last session.
And here's how Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl, a Democrat from Council Bluff, sees it.
We're going to do our best. I'm not good at the sports metaphors, but essentially all of our lives, the second session of each General Assembly is generally a shorter session.
Here to preview the upcoming session with me is Iowa Public Radio State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Joyce, with your experience covering the Iowa legislature, how practical is it to think they'll even get a lot of first downs, as Craig Paulson put it?
Well, anything that requires very much compromise is not likely to get approved this year. As you know, last year the two parties were butting heads on tax cuts, education reform, health care, and at several points we wondered if they were ever going to reach consensus. This year, as one leader put it, if compromise isn't reached in the first few weeks, then it won't see passage this year. So we're not going to see a replay of that this year.
So what has the governor laid out as priorities for the year?
Well, he'll unveil his program tomorrow, but from what we've heard so far, the agenda feels limited. He wants to develop his plan to attract military veterans to the state to bring their expertise to Iowa's labor market. He'll have recommendations on expanding broadband in the state, and he's especially concerned about school districts which don't have enough bandwidth or internet access to enact some of the education reforms that were passed last year. And he says he'll have recommendations on reducing student debt at the universities. But so far, he has not pledged to recommend a 4% increase for the universities, which is what the regents have said they need in order to have another tuition freeze. The governor is promising a status quo budget with a few priorities singled out for raises. So we'll find out tomorrow whether higher education will be one of those targeted areas.
In Washington, there's been a lot of talk about raising the minimum wage, and there's also been talk about that at the state level. Is that something Republicans and Democrats could maybe come to an agreement on?
Well, I think the most we can expect on that is a discussion in the Iowa Senate where Democrats say they favor raising the minimum wage. Even if it's just to get the discussion going, the last time the state raised its minimum wage, it was after several years of talking about it. Republicans say they're all about creating jobs, and they say a higher minimum wage wouldn't help that. So House Republicans are unlikely to take it up, even though I thought it was interesting that Republican House Speaker Craig Paulson last week says he has voted for a higher minimum wage in the past.
Now, last year there was a lot of debate over whether or not they'd expand the joint federal-state health care program for low-income people, Medicaid, or adopt their own model, which an alternative was approved just last month. Will we hear much debate over health care this year?
Well, Medicaid is always part of the budget discussion, and it will be this year. As you know, the state's share of health care for the poor went up this year by around $40 million, so they'll have to find that in the budget.
What about education? Last year, there was a big overhaul of the state's ed program. Any new education legislation you could see in the works?
Well, Senate Democrats say they will offer legislation to put more money into preschool. Iowa passed what was called universal preschool a few years ago, but it's underfunded, so it's not really universal. As Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl described it, many school districts have waiting lists for preschool, but he says there's really no such thing as a waiting list for preschool. If you're on a waiting list, that means you're not getting in and you'll go on to kindergarten the next year without it. So we'll see something on preschool from the Senate.
Okay, Joyce, thanks so much for getting us up to speed.
Okay, thanks for having me.